Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And before we get out of here today, we thought we'd spend a few minutes with the Vice President for Athletics and Recreation at Northwestern University, Dr. Derek Gregg. Good morning to you, Derek. You know, the football team is playing in a bowl game. The men's basketball team beat Purdue. What a year. What's been the highlight for you?
Well, it's a combination of things. You mentioned the bowl game and just what a fantastic year we've had. Have to credit the student athletes first and foremost, their resilience collectively, independently, their families, the way everybody stuck together here, and then obviously Coach Braun. What more can you say about him? He's a remarkable man, and just the way he connects with the student athletes has been fantastic. So to see him being rewarded consensus coach of the year in the Big Ten is outstanding. And we're looking forward to being out in Las Vegas, obviously, a big bowl game for us. And we had a lot of interest from other bowl games, but this is a perfect one for us. Great weather, playing in an NFL venue, which is great for the student athletes. And it also doesn't really impede upon the holidays, so they'll get some time off after that.
I know you were quite a football player yourself at Vanderbilt. Have they finished building that statue for you down there yet?
Well, you know, that was a long time ago, over 30 years ago. But great experience, a great institution, very similar to this one. And I hope that at some point they can turn things around the way that we have here. But I also want to make a comment about the field hockey team, Tracy Fuchs, and playing in their third straight consecutive national championship game. Came up a little bit short, but it's just been an amazing experience. And then again with Chris Collins, second year in a row beating Purdue, number one here on our floor. I want to thank our students because they have a lot to do with that and just their enthusiasm. And we miss them when they're gone over the break, so we'll be looking forward to getting them back in the building after January when they return.
Derek, I'm excited about going to Las Vegas. Saturday, December 3rd, 23rd, the Las Vegas Bowl. It's 4:30 local time, 6:30 Chicago time against Utah. It's a bowl rematch, and it was a thriller when these teams played each other in San Diego in 2018. Cats came back from down, I think it was like 20-3 at halftime, came back and won 31-20. Utah, traditionally a solid program. They're moving conferences now. If people want to make the trip to Las Vegas, what's the best way to get tickets for this game?
Absolutely. Go to nusports.com, and we have all the information there available. We're also reaching out to alumni, season ticket holders directly. Want to make sure we have a big crowd out there for this game. And you're right about Utah. I got a chance to see them up close and personal the past 2 years at the Rose Bowl. The athletic directors and the joint group, we get invited to the Rose Bowl every year, and it was a barn burner with them in Ohio State a couple of years ago and a good game last year against Penn State. And a lot of people around here talk about the game you mentioned and us beating them a few years ago. So looking forward to the rematch, and again, a great venue against a great program. And I'm just excited for everyone connected to Northwestern.
Yeah, the game will be played in Allegiant Stadium, which is the home of the Las Vegas Raiders. And what was it that you saw, Derek, in David Braun that prompted you not only to make him the interim head coach, and now, and quite frankly, he's starting to get some accolades for National Coach of the Year. I'm surprised there haven't been more. But then, not only that, but then to install him as the head coach, taking the job on a full-time basis.
Well, there are a lot of things. And my job as an athletic director is to observe. And I said this in the press conference for Dave. I like to sit up in the press box or the athletic director's visiting area or whatever it is when we're on the road and when we're at home, because I like to watch the interaction with Dave and the team, body language, what he's saying when guys come off the field, how people are reacting. And just on a more close personal level, a lot of the things that the team was saying to me when we were looking to choose the interim coach, and his connection, not only with the guys on defense, but with the guys who play on the offensive side of the ball, which is really unusual, to be honest with you, as a former student athlete. And to have one particular instance in particular that comes to my mind is when one of our backup quarterbacks told me that he had had great interaction with Coach Brown really early on. And he said the next time he saw me, he even remembered my name. He remembered what we discussed. And so those types of connections and the synergy that he has caused here really made a lot of us take notice. And so you're right, the accolades he's receiving, and he also was just named the AFCA Region 3 Coach of the Year, which is fantastic.
That's
so
great.
Again, hats off to him, and his family is great. The transition's been and he's had to deal with a lot. He came here to be our defensive coordinator, and before he even called one defensive play, I was asking him to take on the task of being our head coach in the interim basis. And then where we've gone now, it's been a lot going on, but he's done a tremendous job.
Okay, again, nusports.com for bowl tickets and information.
Yes, nusports.com. Please go there, and then we have numbers you can call. Also, we'll get you the help that you need. We need a great crowd out there for the Wildcats. We're looking forward to it. We're pumped up about it.
It's Dr. Derek Gregg, Vice President for Athletics and Recreation at Northwestern University. Nothing left to say except go Cats.
Go Cats.
Yeah. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
And Dave, it's going to be an exciting broadcast for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited to go out there. I've watched games, obviously, in Allegiant Stadium many times on TV. I've never been there. It's still fairly new, and I talked to some people who were there for Northwestern this week surveying it, and they say it's just going to be a great setting for a bowl game. So might get to see a little bit of Vegas while I'm there.
Yeah.
Maybe a show or two.
All right. Maybe you'll come back with some money. You never know.
I doubt that.